Cornered by lawmakers in Parliament today as to why the First Lady was getting involved in government business, Mnangagwa failed to explain this one out, but could only say Ms. Mugabe is just distributing the equipment after her rallies together with the Minister of Agriculture. But Ms. Mugabe, during her last two rallies in Chisumba and Rushinga, gave the impression that she was the one who had sourced the equipment, which includes tractors, disc harrows, planters, fertilizer spreaders, among others. Opposition lawmakers were concerned that the equipment was being distributed to ZANU-PF supporters, yet the country's taxpayers would repay the loan. Meanwhile, hundreds of city residents are flocking to the city center, where pharmaceutical students from the University of Zimbabwe and the Harare Institute of Technology are conducting free tests for some of the conditions associated with non-communicable diseases, such as high blood pressure and blood sugar levels and body mass index, as a way of promoting health living among the population under the banner of the Zimbabwe Pharmaceutical Students Association. Association Public Relations Officer Anis Hiwayo told Studio 7 during the free tests that are being done in Harare's First Street that they decided to carry out the exercise after realizing that more than 60% of deaths in sub-Saharan Africa are now due to non-communicable diseases. She says the whole exercise is intended to promote a health living by raising awareness about the dangers of these conditions.
We are talking about how can we improve our lifestyles by living healthy. So many people don't know. They come into town, they don't even know that their blood pressure is very high or they have blood sugar in their body. So we are raising awareness to the public, to the general public, and we are saying, come, it's for free. We are giving back to you guys, to the society, so that you know how healthy you have been living.
Hiwayo said the turnout has been impressive as people are keen to know what their status is.
So you realize people, when it comes to health these days, they are very conscious. They want to know where they are. No one wants to die. I mean, everyone is scared of dying. So whenever they hear that there is a public campaign in terms of health, everyone wants to come in numbers. And we have managed to cover a wide range of people.
A city resident who was queuing for the tests told Studio 7 he was unable to do regular checks at the local clinic as the charges are exorbitant. He says he was aware that non-communicable diseases were now responsible for many deaths in the country. Another city resident who only identified herself as Enia told Studio 7 she was excited, as in her own words, everything was okay.
I got tested. They checked my body mass index, was okay. I just wanted to know if I've got sugar, BP, but everything was okay. I feel good. I've been advised that I should keep the figures. I should be exercising and eating a healthy food.
She said she was excited. The advice she got from the students was excellent, and what she always got from medical experts.
I think I've been aware of eating too much, not eating too much starch, like starch. I only get a little bit. Potatoes, I keep away from those. Although I eat sometimes like chicken in, but once in a while, not every time.
After going through the tests, residents, regardless of the outcomes of the tests, are counseled and referred to their doctors or health institutions for the required attention. Mashingo Central lawmaker Edmund Mere, who visited the testing center, advised the pharmaceutical students to also carry out such tests at Parliament and other places, as most people are in need of such services. The tests by the students were funded by the two tertiary institutions as well as several private pharmacies in and around the country. As the non-communicable diseases are taking their toll on the country, some pharmacies in the country are now carrying out free blood sugar tests, and testing kits are now on sale in public pharmacies. These diseases are not infectious, the so-called non-communicable diseases, or NCDs. Almost two-thirds of all deaths in the developing world, about 23 million each year, are affected by the NCDs. For Zimbabwe, 30% of all deaths are caused by NCDs, which generally have received less attention in the health sector, though solutions are often very effective and very cheap. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.